Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is your home of America's team. And coming up next at 9 o'clock, RJ with his day two degenerate picks for March Madness and college basketball. And then we'll do crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation at 9:40. You can watch the games with the boys on the road again today. But you've been sitting on this for a while. With the explanation of why the Cowboys' defense will probably be worse next year than it is this year.
Yeah, and worse is relative. A lot of people think if the record is worse, then they're worse.
No.
Like the Jaguars this year, right? The Jaguars' defense was, you know, a little bit worse than it was the previous year, but not
still top five.
Six wins worse. It was still a top five defense.
And how are we judging defense? What do y'all look at? Do you look at yards per game or do you look at points given up? Which one? Because all these stat sites judge it first and foremost, yards per game given up. But I kind of look at points. Now, everything has factors. If your offense doesn't keep the ball, the other team has a lot of possessions, field position, point, and blah, 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 all these different things. But what do you look at first? And these are probably old counting numbers that RJ discusses, but yards, points, what?
Now I try to look at yards per play.
Yards per play.
Yards per play allowed.
Okay.
A lot of times, but because yards allowed in a game, again, like you might be up three scores with 2 minutes to go and you're just playing a prevent defense. You just gave up an 80-yard drive, but you didn't really care. So yards per play seems kind of, and even in that regard, it can be a little skewed. RJ's probably got something more analytical.
Well, no, yards per play. I like yards per play. I do like. I like to break it down as to.
Just take four letters from the alphabet randomly, and that will be what Choppy
well,
references.
Well, A N Y A, adjusted net yards per attempt.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that really is honestly probably the best offense and defensive stat because it factors in yards per attempt and sacks and turnovers. I love that one.
Quality of opponent, right?
It adjusts for quality of opponent.
Okay,
but no, like. You know, it's not a normal one that everyone would be able to, not even be able to figure out. You'd be able to figure out. You wouldn't be able to find it.
I wish y'all could see what Choppy's reading out of. He looks like an 80-year-old with his glasses at the end of his nose. It's an open door. Open Door sent us these nice little felt books.
Trying to use it.
You look like one of these models.
Yeah.
Y'all sent me the story yesterday that models are using books as purse accessories now.
This is definitely, he's going to get, next week he's going to come in here with a pair of faux glasses of Russell Westbrook's that don't have any use or value to him at all other than to make him look more intelligent.
He's got pages and
I got
pages
a day planner here
of notes and stats in this little book that he's holding open.
I got a day planner, 2019.
All right.
Hot off the presses.
All right, back to the topic.
All right, so here we go. If you look at the defenses, like I said, the Jags defense took them to the AFC Championship game. They were the three seed in the AFC, and then they went five games. So I went back and I looked at the reason the playoffs. I took the 2017 playoff teams that did not make the playoffs in 2018 and how their defense changed. Minnesota was first in points per game in 2017. They dropped to ninth the next year. Tennessee was three, and they went to 17. Carolina was seven, and they went to 15. Atlanta was eight. And then they went to 25.
Wow.
Buffalo stayed consistent at number 18. The Cowboys' last four seasons, 6, 13, 5, 16. Do you care to guess which years they made the playoffs? Right? The 6 and the 5.
Right.
And they missed it in the 13 and the 16. You want to go beyond that. You want to go to...
And you're judging this by which metric?
That was just points per game.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the Super Bowl champs over the since 2011. Okay. 20. Let's just use. I didn't put New England in here, but it's 2017. Philadelphia was fourth. The previous year they were 12th. 2016, New England was first. Then they went to 10th. Denver went from 4th to 16th. New England, 13th to 26th. Seattle stayed consistent, 1-1. Baltimore, 12-3. The Giants, over a three-year span, were 12th, 25th, 17th. All over the map.
Cowboys past 2 years, 13th to 6th. Last year they were 6th.
A lot of it has to do with the offense. The offense holds the ball more. The defense has less to do,
right?
Less to worry about, less impact. The other stat that I noticed, and this one I really, really liked, it was the most. They say that the most consistent statistic is quarterback hits year to year. How many hits your quarterback? How many times your defense hits the quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the number of sacks, just the number of quarterback hits. Last year, the Cowboys hit the quarterback 92 times. They sacked the quarterback 39. They have somebody doing these things where it's called expected sacks. They were expected to get 40. So they basically got every single sack they were expected to get.
Wow.
They didn't overachieve. They didn't underachieve. A team like Philadelphia last year underachieved by 9.
Yeah.
They should have gotten 53. They got 44.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A team like, Kansas City got 52, should have gotten 44.
Now, right? They base that on the number of hits, like a certain percentage of your hits is what you should, what the league average is.
Yeah,
sacks.
It's pretty much, right? Okay. But they're also basing it on, you know, how close you are and stuff like that. So some of the teams really overachieved. The Cowboys didn't overachieve or underachieve. The chances that they're going to convert on every single sack expected percentage is very, very small.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really high number. They got 1-1. Like, they were 100% basically.
And
on
I think we also assume, I don't know how much radical change there will be with Kellen Moore. I think we assume that we'll be a little bit more new school, and I would think that the defense is going to be on the field a little bit more because we're not going to go with the total grind it out.
Right.
Old style of football with North Turner's 90s offense.
Why do you think the Chiefs gave up so many points?
Yep.
Well, because they had 53 sacks. They led the league in sacks. Why do you think they gave up so many points? Because
and they led the league in sacks as well because they were up on everyone.
Because they were up on everyone, that's why they led the league in sacks.
And when they scored so much, the D's on the field.
D's on the field longer. They're scoring quick, so they're adding possessions. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, I could probably go find it. I bet you they averaged 2.5 more possessions a game than the Cowboys did. Well, if the offense gets 2.5 possessions more a game, that means the defense is getting 2.5 more. That's all those yardages.
So does all this lead you to believe that they should add more pieces? You don't just go in with the assumption, oh, we're just going to be worse. Do you compensate for that by getting Robert Quinn, by maybe getting Eric Berry?
You can. You can look at it like that. I don't think that's necessarily a bad way to look at it.
Because you can't just say we're going to be worse this year if you change personnel to a degree.
Right. You can change personnel and be better. You know, there's nothing to say that they can't be better. And this is not, like, none of these stats are to say that the Cowboys are going to be worse defensively. I mean, they theoretically could go up.
It might surprise you, and you just mentioned the Chiefs and the Cowboys specifically, the Cowboys actually held the ball on average a minute and a half longer than the Chiefs did.
Per game?
In 2018, yes. Now, I don't know if that means more possessions.
The Chiefs may have scored quick.
Yeah, because that's what we were talking about is possessions, but You mentioned the they're moving the ball so fast and they're not holding on to it. The Chiefs averaged only 29 minutes per game offensively of holding the ball. So their opponents actually held the ball longer versus the Cowboys at 30 minutes and 35 seconds.
And how many 3-and-outs does that take into account?
It doesn't take those into account. I'm trying to look at the number of drives relative and respective of one another. The Chiefs were the fourth lowest team in the league in terms of total drives on the season. So that might also surprise you. The Cowboys were the second lowest. The New Orleans Saints had the lowest number of drives of any team in the league. 155, Dallas at 161, Chiefs at 163.
Wow. Okay. You know, there's ways of looking at this to where you say add. I mean, you could say just add to the offense, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Look,
that could be another way to save your defense.
The Cowboys, KT, God bless him. He's so dedicated to Dak. Yesterday, I saw him tweet out, there's still people on my radio station trying to get rid of Dak. I think he was referring to the G-bag discussion over recycling quarterbacks every 3 or 4 years. What?
I thought he tweeted that out during our program.
Oh, it was like at 10.
Okay.
So it could have been the end of us. But either way, it could apply to both shows. They scored 21 points a game. KT's fear in losing Dak is the replacement. And I get it.
Which we don't have.
I have a fear about that as well. And that's why I think it's a little naive for everyone just to say, oh, you just drafted another guy. You just drafted another guy every 4 years. There is a big-time failure rate.
Yeah, wherever you want. You'll find another one in the fourth. You'll find another one in the third.
Yes.
Just got to take another quarterback. Nah.
Good grief. You can have total, complete bums. We could go on for days. But with Dak Prescott, you're still only scoring. You're only scoring 21 a game. And people say, well, what about after Amari? Yesterday, because I have so much to do in my life, I went and just calculated the numbers again after Amari. And it's like 22 a game.
Yeah, and like if you...
And that was 22nd in the league.
Right, and I guess if you took out the Indy game, it's like 28, but you can't take out a game.
Yeah.
You can't just pick and choose what games you want to
take out.
You can't
take out the Indy game. The Indy game and the Giant game can cancel each other. The Giants game where they exploded the last game of the year, that was worthless.
Yeah.
And they were trying against Indy. So, like, those two cancel each other out. It's 22 a game. So, they're going to have to... What points per average do you think they have to be at? Kansas City was 35. And
like New Orleans was what, 31.5?
New Orleans was 31.5. A team like Houston was 25 a game.
I think that's fair.
25?
I think Houston's a good number, a good barometer. 25 is not a crazy number to have to hit. You know, and that's as much, like, they're going from 21 to 25 is literally one red zone conversion a game.
Yeah.
It's 4 points.
Yeah.
There's your four. Instead of getting a field goal, you're getting a touchdown. It's literally one red zone conversion. And I bet you if you looked at the Cowboys, I bet you you'd find they move the ball well within the 20s, between the 20s.
Yeah, their red zone was bad.
And the red zone's bad. And some of that is because it's tighter down there. And Dak is a risk-averse quarterback, and I don't think he wants to make some of those tight throws that are potentially interceptions. So there's nothing more crippling than a pick in the red zone.
Do you think their defense will be worse next year?
I think it will. I think their defense will largely be the same. I think their numbers will be worse. You know, like, I don't know that, because you have to factor the quarterbacks that they're going to play in. Don't they play Tom Brady this year?
No, got to factor in the quarterbacks.
Know, don't they play New Orleans again this year? They'll play the Rams this year as a first place team again.
Yeah.
You're gonna play Aaron Rodgers, right? Playing Aaron Rodgers this year with the NFC North. Matt Stafford. I mean, they're gonna have yards put up against them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.